Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Doug Tyrrell History and Comment.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Tyrrell. This is History and Comment for Friday, the 15th of March, 2024. If you're familiar with literature, it is the Ides of March. That is a term from the Roman calendar for the middle of the month, and it is at other times connected to the full moon. And that would make sense if you were on a lunar calendar, where each of the months has 28 days. Which brings up another point. Do you realize that our 12-month calendar would have 13 months of 28 days? 13 times 28 is 364 days. The admonition to beware the Ides of March comes from the play The Tragedy of Julius Caesar by William Shakespeare. Caesar was a historical person who was assassinated on this day in 44 BC. Now, the well-known play was a Hollywood treatment written in 1599. But fear not. The analysis of the work versus history seems to indicate it is reasonably close. But we do not have first-hand accounts. Shakespeare relied heavily on an older biography called Plutarch's Lives of Noble Grecians and Romans. Plutarch lived from 46 to 119 and wrote his work sometime in the early 2nd century. How accurate his work is of some debate. He appears to have been more interested in philosophy than pure history, but certainly he did have access to source material that has since been lost. The point is, much of what we credit as historical is years and centuries removed from the actual events. This is a point that might embolden those who question the biblical narrative, and especially the New Testament. But there, they would be wrong. The oldest fragments we have of Bible manuscripts are highly accurate to later copies and often date to within the first century after their writing. Purely on the basis of historical evidence, the Bible is orders of magnitude more accurate than, say, the Greek works on Homer and the Odyssey. And then there are the hostile witnesses. Other works that were not pro-Christian yet attest to the facts of the Gospels. The Jewish historian Josephus writes about Jesus being called Christ and having a brother named James. He also writes of John the Baptist, his imprisonment, and death. Some scholars argue that some passages of Josephus have been Christianized, but that is of debate. People are people and have certain traits and habits. In the year 493, the Western Roman Empire is in ruins, and the barbarians are ruling. Odoacer is the first barbarian king of Italy. He is killed by Theoderic the Great, king of the Ostrogoths. In the 17th century, there are three major groups in England: Anglicans, or members of the Church of England, Catholics, and a third group that did not align with either. On this day in 1672, King Charles II issues a royal declaration of indulgences, which gave some religious freedom to all Christians. Read that, Catholics and the non-aligned. The decree was not without resistance, though. The keeper of the royal seal refused to seal the decree, as it was seen as too permissive to Catholics. This will last just a year before Parliament will force the king to withdraw the decree. The next king will try again, and that will lead to his downfall. There is a crisis at the end of the American Revolution. Congress had promised payment and pensions to the soldiers and had not fulfilled that promise. The details have been lost if the uprising was driven by civilians or military officers. Nonetheless, George Washington gives a speech asking his officers not to join in. Maine is admitted as the 23rd state in 1820, but not so quick. The area was considered part of Massachusetts and was not an independent territory. It is similar to West Virginia being part of Virginia before it became a state. The American Legion is founded in 1919. World War I is winding down, and American forces in Paris, France, agree to form the Veterans Organization. Mikhail Gorbachev is elected the first president of the Soviet Union. That's in 1990. Vladimir Putin is up for election in the next few days. Observers do not doubt the outcome is already set, and Putin will be reelected. In other news, the judge in the Georgia case against former President Trump issued a decision on the conflict of interest between the district attorney and the prosecutor. Like nearly every decision against Democrat operatives, the decision was, yeah, that's not right, but hey, I'm not going to stop it. The legal term the judge used was odor of mendacity. To put that in everyday English, your actions smell of lying and untruthfulness, but hey, here's a pass. A video came across my feed this morning and it really got me thinking. We as an American society have lost a great deal. The Amish Mennonite community is quite interesting. Now, I'm a bit sour grapes on a couple of points, and I do have issues with some of their religious positions. But I do admire their industry and, in a sense, their frugality, within certain limits. The video was of an Amish craftsman and a tour of his shop, or maybe, to be fair, factory. I say Amish, since it was electrified and he was allowing video, calling it an older order Mennonite might be more accurate. The hairstyle would suggest an older order, while most everything else was more modern. The facility was a multi-million dollar affair. Folks, there is a place in America for small businesses to thrive. The factory products are not strictly related to the Amish community. A buggy or a harness shop is a fairly narrow market, and it would be nearly impossible for an English firm to enter, in part due to the strong sense of community, which is another point that is wildly frustrating. The community is more than happy to import English dollars, but more reluctant to spend Amish dollars in the English community. While the English have a propensity to consider Amish products superior, I've talked to farmers' market vendors who remarked, the Amish stand will be flooded with traffic while others of the same offerings at equal prices are sparse. There's a popcorn farm upstate that has the brand Amish Country Popcorn, yet it's an English company. Now, if an English popcorn brand is sitting next to it on the shelf, there's a strong tendency to buy the Amish. Sour grapes aside, most Americans have little clue to the work ethic and sense of industry that is resident in the community. It is debatable how much longer they can maintain it, as you can hear comments of how the younger folks are adopting more English ways. And there is a fact that most of the kids have exposure to various crafts from the cradle, while the English parents go off to a factory or office that is hesitant to allow tours for fear of safety issues. It is a major point of the equation. Folks today do not have usable skills. We can blame it on the schools, but maybe we should point out the old orders discourage schooling beyond the 8th grade, then use the next few years working towards a trade. Large extended families do not hurt either, and the division between work, family, church, and neighbors is nearly non-existent. It all harks back to an older day when much of America was more that way than today, and we might well have lost something important. That's History and Comment for the 15th day of March. I'm Doug Terrell. Now, go do something worth remembering.